It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Orange is the new black, or black is the new orange. But both of them are the colors of Halloween, and we have no freaking idea why. Some people associate it with, you know, jack-o'-lanterns and stuff, you know, orange pumpkin, dark on the inside until you put the light in, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? I'm not really buying it. I thought there's more to this than meets the eye. So this is actually something that I came up with. I thought it was really interesting because I had no idea why those colors were representative of the holiday. Orange and black are so strongly associated with Halloween that outside the month of October, wearing the two hues together is practically taboo. People will say, oh, we got your Halloween colors on, dear boy. How did this high contrast combo come to represent one of the year's biggest holidays? Although the ancient precursor to Halloween began with the Celts, the people who inhabited a territory spanning parts of modern-day France, Ireland, and the United Kingdom, they didn't necessarily decorate with black and orange to mark the occasion. Roughly 2,000 years ago, the Celts' calendar year began on November 1st, coinciding with the end of harvest season and the beginning of winter. They believed their New Year's Eve was a time when spirits of the departed returned and priests could make more accurate predictions from about the future, according to History.com. Thus, they built bonfires and wore costumes to deter malicious ghosts. Makes sense. Beginning with the most obvious association, black represents death, darkness, and the longer nights that winter brings. Much like Mexico's Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, Celts relished the opportunity for contact with their departed ancestors. Black was a natural choice to represent the temporary open doors of communication between the dead and the living. Orange is the color of another Halloween staple, the jack-o'-lantern, but pumpkins originated in North America and All Hallows' Eve wasn't celebrated here until the 1800s. The tradition of lantern carving began in Ireland, where vegetables like potatoes and turnips were more readily available and thus served as the first makeshift lanterns for stingy jack. Following the potato famine in 1846, an influx of Irish immigrants began using pumpkins instead, solidifying the tradition in American culture. Orange was likely chosen as the dominant color of fall, when leaves exhibit shades of orange and red not typically seen in nature during the rest of the year. It's also a tone associated with what we all come to realize the orange is about, fire. That's right, it's really about light. So dark is the contrast of communicating with the dead, and orange represents the light. Makes great sense. Black and orange were deliberately chosen as high contrast opposites, with orange symbolizing warmth in autumn and black representing cold in winter. Modern day Halloween is a bona fide commercial holiday, with more than 171 million Americans planning to spend an average of $82.93 on the celebration, or $8.4 billion total. According to National Retail Federation, that is, there's no doubt that a chunk of that money will go towards all things black and orange, candy, costume decorations, and you name it. So there you have it. Black and orange explained for you guys here right on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, 31 Days of Halloween. I hope you guys are enjoying the Halloween bonus content. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and you'll hear from me tomorrow. Take care.